Henry from the Central Coast, but going for a morning walk in Canberra where it's 0 degrees. Henry's got this, getting in early. Hashtag Team Ricky, hashtag Team Brandy, hashtag Team Whore.
So oh, yes, Ollie Whore.
He's registered all the hashtags. Let's go to the McDonald Jones open line, Brandy, 1300 01 1170. In fact, I think Henry might be on the line. Is this the same Henry who texted in? Are you out on the walk at 0 degrees, Henry?
Good morning, guys. Yes, I'm coming along the edge of Lake Burley Griffin. My ears feel like they're frozen solid. It's fresh here this morning, to say the least.
Beautiful. Oh. I was there on the weekend, but not at that hour.
What do you got, Henry?
Yeah, look, just a little bit of devil's advocate on Ricky Stewart. You know, I don't go for the Raiders, but, you know, more often than not, I will check out Ricky's press conferences, you know, on the NRL app, just because he's passionate, he's colourful, he's stuffed up. He knows that. He came out the next day and apologised. I'm not saying he should get off scot-free, but we need to be very careful about how we treat the colourful personalities in our game. And, look, I think to suspend him is over the top. Give him another fine. God knows he's funding some certain charities, the amount of fines he's paid over the years. But, just want to, you know, I don't know. I'm not a millennial child. You know, I'll go back. I was born in the 80s, and I remember the old term of sticks and stones. Yes, you know, he's made it personal, but we've all got families. My son got robbed of a man of the match in his under-8 soccer, and I felt like strangling the coach. You know, there is an emotional thing there. Yes, I'm not a professional coach. It's the wrong form. He's stuffed up. He knows it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we need to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.
Well, I say this.
I don't agree with you, Henry. That was a well put together.
It was
well put together argument.
Henry, I will say this, that in this modern day, that Jamin Salmon one day will have his own son, and his own son will Google search his own dad, and up will come Jamin Salmon, weak gutted dog. Cannot be wiped from the Google world that we live in. Forever it is there. So on that basis, Henry, I think the punishment has to be more than a fine. I say that, Henry, but I love your point that you made. I love the point. And try and keep warm. Walk a little faster to keep warm. We won. Who knows? Somewhere down the track, you might go to the Commonwealth Games and win gold in the walk.
Walking faster doesn't keep your ears warm.
No, that's
doesn't
a good
matter
point.
How fast you walk, your ears stay
this
cold.
This is true. Hey, Henry, yeah, this is true.
Henry, thanks, being guys. First caller of the day, I got the Signet Power Boost Bank to give to you. The Signet Power Boost Bank will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. Thank you for joining us through 1323 AM in Canberra. Ed of Wyong is there, Brandy.
G'day, Ed.
G'day, Brandy. You're a legend. Greatest pantser ever.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Ed.
With Henry, I'm direct opposite from Henry. Ricky Stewart, you can call it passion, but you can't be passionate about what he said in the press conference. He needs to be suspended. He's got a history of other things, let alone what he did on Saturday night, and there was no space for it. And the only other thing is, why is the NRL doing an investigation? The words are there. Just suspend the guy.
Yeah. Well, I guess the NRL, do they want to talk to Ricky about the backstory and about what, and whether you agree or whether you think it's an excuse or no excuse? Is that what the investigation is? Otherwise, there is no investigating, is there? Mm. Well, it was said, and that's it. Do they delve into why Ricky, what happened 10 years ago? Not that it really matters. Like,
he's a 12-year-old boy.
I know.
Well, yeah, 12-year-old boy. That's when the history happened. Like,
yeah. Ed, come appreciate on. Your call, mate. Right. Thank you. We've
and
got
Brandy,
plenty
don't
there.
Don't worry about that Storm Bucks. We'll win again this year. Go Panthers.
Thank you. Good on you. Well done. Let's go to Blake Vossie.
Yeah, Blake of Penrith. Good morning, Blake, on Ricky Stewart. What's your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. I think Henry's brain's still stuck in the cold, frozen Canberra air of the 90s. You can absolutely not excuse him for what he said. You cannot. 12-year-old boys having a blue and then in 2022 coming out and saying stuff like that about a bloke that's now in the NRL. You don't think people change from now and then? I think that's crazy. Ricky needs to have the absolute book thrown at him, I think.
If you've got a if obviously Ricky Stewart had a problem with Jamin Salmon, but is the press conference after the game the time to air what the problem was 10 years ago? No, really. Like, when you think about
it,
was that the place to do it?
Staggering.
No, it was staggering.
Ricky's been fined 1,000 times over the years. I get he's passionate, but it just seems like you give an inch and he takes a mile. I think this one's a step too far.
But where does the fine go? Shouldn't the apology yesterday have been, let's be fair to him about this, an apology yesterday had to be directed straight at Jamin Salmon. Jamin, and to your family, I apologise for being totally out of line over something that occurred a decade ago. Like, it had to be that. There is no other apology to be given a day after. Yesterday's apology means nothing. If it's, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't about Jamin Salmon.
Yesterday's apology was about using the wrong forum to air his grievances and an apology to his family. There was no mention of the Salmon family or Jamin Salmon. No mention.
That's it. That's exactly right. He should have used that forum to apologise to Jamin Salmon directly.
So he's wrong on two counts now, Ricky. He was wrong in the first place, and now the apology was not thought through. Blake, thank you for your call. It's an amazing story. I feel like I'm such a contradiction now, because I actually, and I say it sincerely, I love Ricky Stewart. I love what he brings to the game. I love, you know, who doesn't love watching Ricky in action on the sideline? You know, we've had him on the show. We love talking footy with you. You can have a joke with Ricky Stewart. But Ricky's got some issues he has to deal with now head on, and the Canberra Raiders should be dealing with Ricky head on, and they're deathly silent. Fitzy says here, this is what you get when you send people into a press conference straight after a season-ending game. Fitzy, it's their bloody job. I don't cop that. I'm not copping that as an excuse. Come on. The press conference is their job.
You know, Ricky's been in a situation where he's lost, he's been coaching for 20 years. He's sat in a press conference 450 times. That's how many games he's done. So he's used to going in there, whether feeling good or feeling, you know, pretty dirty about a loss. So that, you know, I don't think that's an excuse because they're shoved into the press conference too quickly after a game.
Good observation by one of our listeners. Do we have a beanie as a prize for Henry rather than a charger? He probably needed an SEN beanie. We'll look into that. And just a couple as we go to a break. From Cameron of Borkham Hills, what's with the Chopper Reid narrative, Ricky? Dreadful look for our game. A poor coach for mine. Too many excuses. And Panther Pete says, morning, Vossi and Brandy. In regards to Ricky Stewart's comments, I would be worried about Ricky's mental health to bring up history from that long ago. And he has also taken pressure off how bad his team played against the Panthers. Great show as always. That is the people having their say here, and you can continue to do it. 0457 736 736. Call the McDonald Jones Open Line 1300 01 1170 at 18 minutes.
Just something that we haven't mentioned yet.
Yes.
What about the collapse of part of the concourse at Leichhardt Oval?
Wow.
Can you believe that?
What if it happened in the NRL?
Can you believe it happened this weekend?
It could have happened anywhere, like any time. And this is in a Joey's Riverview game.
And there was 10,000 people there.
Faceplant off the concrete in the ground. That's one for Lee Hadjipantelis tomorrow as well. There's a bit on his plate tomorrow. It's going to be quite a segment. By the way, Henry's got back on the text and said Blake is a weak-gutted dog, but he does it with a smiling emoji. So that expression's now crept into the vernacular. 17:30 to 7, Michelle Bishop coming up with a sports update. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.